This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So while everybody's kind of hustling and bustling and going about and trying to get, you know, Christmas shopping done and family coming in and people are trying to go out or get food and, you know, do things to get ready for the holidays, the one thing that I am noticing pretty pervasively is not a lot of staff. Every time I have a question to ask somebody, there's nobody around. I'm going to Target. And there'll be somebody in a red shirt. Please don't wear red if you go to Target because we're going to come up to you and ask questions. And so many people go, sorry, man, I don't work here. You should film that. I don't know if there's already YouTube or TikToks about that, but just wear a red shirt and see how many people come up to you. That's a great contest to do with friends. You know, you go to this store, wear red shirts, and just, you know, have your GoPro on and just clock how many people get ass, and then you can actually bet on your friends. And that could be pretty interesting. You see, I don't have enough to do in my life. I have to think of other hobbies. But there's not enough staff. And the question you guys have asked me, and I ask myself is, if people aren't working, where are they getting their money? The extra $600 a week stopped a year ago. The extra $400 a week unemployment stopped over again a year ago. The extra $300 a week stopped last fall. So where are people, how do people have all this extra money? Well, New York Post wrote a piece going, look, the amount of government subsidies that are out there is so much that you would have to have a job, I think, of at least 80 grand a year to break even with what you could get unemployed. Now, that I haven't done the math, but that's fascinating. They said today's welfare programs, right, including Obamacare subsidies, could be equivalent to a job with an annual pay of 100 grand. This could explain why we still have millions of Americans working less than they were able to back in 2019. They say, quote unquote, welfare pays more than or nearly as much as respectable middle class jobs. According to MSN, and I think this was also from New York Post, they say under Presidents Barack Obama and Biden, many of the highly effective work requirements which were instituted in the 1996 bipartisan welfare reforms have been eviscerated. Often limits for public benefits have also disappeared because Congress and states have made benefits more generous. So they say an adult would have to work more than 80 grand a year in a 40-hour-a-week job to have the same after-tax income as certain families with two unemployed spouses are getting with government benefits. Unemployment benefits are time limited, usually 6 months, sometimes longer. But in Washington state, if your job is paying less than $122,653, or if your hourly wage is less than $31, you might make more being unemployed, with all the extra benefits and subsidies and all that. Okay, how many people are making less than $31 an hour? This was the problem that we, you know, I had patients that told me years before. This was during the recession, during the teens. And they were telling me, I make more money not working. less taxes. I get the benefits. I go to Obamacare. I make more money not working. And I'm like, damn, God, that sounds nice. That sounds nice. And so people already know how to work the system. Then when the lockdowns happen and we're like, guys, on top of all your unemployment, we're going to give you an extra $600 a week. Well, then the whole country was, you know, realized, oh, okay, you really can make more not working. So when places were like, all right, guys, we're back open. People didn't want to come back. Now, some governors were like, look, guys, if you're offered a job, you don't get any more unemployment. You don't get that extra funding. But many people still took advantage of it, and I don't think if there's ever going to be consequences. So those of us that had jobs that had a salary plus tips, many of them did come back because they were getting tipped good. But for many other people, look, New Jersey, if your job pays you less than, if your job doesn't pay you at least 108 grand, you're going to make more being unemployed. And that's not just unemployment, that's all the extra subsidies. If you are unemployed, then there's, you can qualify for food stamps or food benefits. And now, because you don't have guaranteed income, it opens up a whole avenue of you know, one, so many people say, but I don't qualify for CHIP. I don't qualify for this. I don't qualify for that. What if you don't work, you do. And there's nobody checking to see if you declined a job. You know, before, like 10, 20, 30 years ago, you had to fill out a book or show proof that you tried to get a job, that employer declined you, and you actively looked in order to get your next week benefits. Nobody's doing that anymore, or they don't seem to be. In Minnesota, if you make less than $25 an hour, you'll make more according to this source, unemployed. I live in Nevada. If you make less than $17 an hour, you can make more unemployed. So Mississippi, it's different. Mississippi, if you make less than $9 an hour, you'll make more money on benefits. So that's interesting. So they say in a dozen states, the value of unemployment benefits and Obamacare subsidies exceeds the salary and benefits of an average teacher, construction worker, electrician, firefighter, truck driver, machinist, or retail associate. In Connecticut and New Jersey, a family earning $300,000 a year can receive Obamacare subsidies. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as promised, I like to help save you guys money. And some of you guys are in the final stretch of Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Festivus, whatever you celebrate in terms of spending and holidays, and you're panicking. Because what ends up happening is you think you're done, you think you finished, and all of a sudden you're like, dope, I forgot about those people. Or, oh, I'm going to see those people. Oh, now I got to bring a gift. So you start to panic a little bit. And money's tight. Things are expensive. So each year I've been doing this where under $20, you can come up with some amazing gifts, even under $50, and you don't necessarily have to spend a fortune. So here are some gifts you could do to, you know, blow their minds. Now, before you forget, let's start with people that are most commonly forgotten. Did you guys give a gift to your postal worker, the sanitation workers? If there's a security guard, have you done that yet? Now, I know in New York, you give a lot of cash. From what I understand, if you live in some of these ritzy-pitsy places, everybody gives cash. And that's tricky because if there's somebody that gives them $5,000 tip for the year, and you're like, I'm going to give them $500. That $500 pales in comparison. That $500 is a lot for you. So if it's somebody, though, you got to give cash to, you got to give cash. You just try to get an idea of what everybody else is paying. People will lie. Because you're like, you know, what do you usually give? Because I don't want to overgive or undergive. And they might be like, oh, I only give $100. So then you give $100 and they give like $500 or $1,000 and whatever. But apparently these guys in New York, they make a lot of money. But, you know, for your sanitation workers and postal workers and things like that, a lot of times you forget. So give them something. And it's not all about something very expensive. You could get them like a little stocking full of sunscreen, hand sanitizer, a car freshener, a scarf, a pair of sunglasses, things like that. And it's something that they could use or give away. Another thing I like to sometimes do is, remember during all the school drives, we would do like a teacher's drive where we would get them school supplies that they don't have to spend money on, but we would also get them some goodies. Sometimes people want to bring something home to the kids. So if you have people in your, you know, neighborhood or people that you security guard, whatever, and sometimes if you get them something, you know, like you can bake them cookies or things like that, but, you know, you can say, look, I don't know if you like these or if you have kids. For them to bring something home to the kids is huge, and it goes a long way. And it doesn't have to be that expensive. You know, I have a little Play-Doh tree. You know, I know you have young kids. Here you go. Little Play-Doh, you could get that for under $5. So there's little things you could do. You don't necessarily have to get everybody a pair of Ray-Bans or, God, what are those? Oh, they're really, really fancy. They're good-looking sunglasses, and I forget the brand. They're, like, really expensive, and I forget. They're not Ray-Bans. They're, I forgot, and they're really sexy-looking. Anyway, you don't always have to do that. If you want to do that, that's great. Okay, so now coworkers. You have tons of coworkers, and you're like, damn, I'm going to mess this up. If your office isn't already doing it, do a Secret Santa or a White Elephant. A Secret Santa is where you pick a name out of a hat, and that's who you get the gift, but they don't know that you're giving them the gift. And so then you do the gift, and then they get it from you. You're like, oh, that's so nice. Secret Santa's great because you only have to buy one gift for one person, and somebody comes up with a price amount. White Elephant is fun, where you give a gift, but there's a line, and there's a succession. And so if somebody doesn't like the gift they got, they could go and steal or snag somebody else's gift. And then people trade, and the last person at the end of that line gets their choice of all the gifts, and they're really, really cool. So that's a way to deal with a big office. But let's say you have to bring something to, let's say, an office, or you have a bunch of people that you need to. They're not your employees. Employees are different. But they're like a friend's employees or a doctor's office you go to or whatever. Then with that, what I would recommend is people love gift certificates, like for coffee, like little $5 coffee gift certificates that, you know, or Dunkin' Donuts or things like that. And you get a whole bunch of them and you put them in a basket. We've talked about that with some candies, things like that. So everybody in that office gets a little $5 gift certificate. You could get a whole office done under $150. Not too bad. Same thing with soaps or candles. You know, if you could get a whole bunch of candles on sale or soaps, and then everybody gets to take something home. So that works. Okay, so what about family members? What about, you know, you got Christmas party coming up or Hanukkah, and you have to bring something for everybody. Well, I told you this early on. Know who you're buying the gift for. All right? So let's say you're dating somebody. And you know they want it to be something expensive. Okay, well then you know. But if you're dating somebody who, let's say, really just wants to know that you get them, well then you could get away with something a lot more romantic and not as expensive. You know? Like I told you, I think I dated one guy and he got me a dahlia flower. Okay, that's really cool because that means he knows my name. You know, and so there's ways to be romantic and be, and just know them. So let's say, one thing that I know, and I can't speak for all women, that women really like, is we want to know you listen to us. So let's say we had said that we really liked a movie or we really liked something or something is our favorite. You remember that and you act on it, like we go to that restaurant or you buy us that book or something like that. And that could go a long way, and it doesn't necessarily have to be very expensive. So showing that you listened, a playlist is great, making somebody a playlist. Poems, I think, are fantastic. You might have to still do a gift, but the poem, again, bring up stuff that she said, right? So they know you listen. And that could be pretty cool, even if it's a bad poem. Blankets, I think, are fantastic gifts. Blankets. A coworker got me a blanket when I had surgery, and I still use this blanket to this day when I travel. It just ended up being a great blanket. So let's say you have somebody that travels a lot. Maybe get them a travel blanket. Maybe get them a little travel kit. Get them something that they use. You know, say, look, you know, I know you travel a lot, so I want to get you something you could use. Might not be the sexiest gift, but again, that's for like a family member or somebody that you're not trying to be sexy with. If you have a pet lover, a lot of us have a family member or friend who loves pets. Well, then get them something for their pet. Make a pet basket with all these goodies. They are going to love it because now the pet, they're giving something to their pet, toys, goodies, maybe there's a how-to book, things like that, and they get to then have that extra time with the pet. Plus, that means you get them. You understand. So really cheap, little basket. Get a little basket you can get for $5. Throw this stuff in there. I told you guys, coffee lovers. You have a family member who's a coffee lover. Get a mug. Get some fancy coffees in there. Put little treats in there. Wrap it up. You have a coffee basket for under $20. Tea. Some of you have a family member that enjoys a tea during tea time. Well, then get them some tea. A lot of various different teas, a very cute mug. You could personalize the mug, put some treats on it, because I don't know what people have during tea time. I don't know, maybe a picture of the queen, God save, you know, God rest her soul, whatever. And they might like that, too, if they're into tea. Cooking is easy. Everybody needs really cool cooking utensils or equipment. Make a little basket or a bag with all these little cooking goodies with a lot of different, you can put different seasonings in there, maybe a cookbook. Let's say that person was talking about, I want to learn more French cuisine, get them a French cookbook, other little cooking things. Again, you could do that under $20, not that hard. Auto enthusiasts, let's say you have somebody who really loves cars. Again, things for their car, turtle wax, freshener, things that could be used in the car that, I don't know, there's a whole bunch of things you could do with that. I just can't think of them. Wine is really easy. Goblets, candles, gardeners. Gardeners is great too because you have people that are into gardening. They're like, look, when the spring comes, I got you guys some seeds. I got you some tools. I got you gloves. So things like that. They could go a long way and they're under $20. So there's great ways you could save money. Books are fantastic. Gift cards. I like gifts of the month. I told you guys what I like about gifts of the month is everybody gets gifts at the same time, so it all becomes kind of neutral and old, or they grow a tolerance to it. The gifts of the month are fantastic because then January, February, March, they might get that bottle of wine, or they might get that steak, or they might get that fruit basket. So if you are thinking about something like that, sometimes get that little longevity, and then you'll be remembered more for your gift. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. We're watching the final public hearing of the House January 6th Committee to see if it does indeed vote on criminal and civil referrals against allies of former President Trump and possibly against Trump himself. Brace yourself for another bomb cyclone, the coldest blast of air by far this winter. Meteorologist Frank Pereira is monitoring from the National Weather Service.
That's going to track up to the northeast through the Great Lakes, bringing the potential for heavy snow and blizzard conditions across portions of the upper Midwest as we get into the Thursday-Friday time frame.
The mayor of El Paso, Texas, has declared a disaster as he tries to respond to the huge surge of people at the border trying to enter the USA, this tied to the possible end of Title 42, which mandates that people applying for asylum be sent to Mexico until their cases are resolved. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, some of you may be having a white Christmas, but it could also be a dangerous one as a major Arctic cold outbreak is plunging through the plains, Midwest, and South this week. This is being reported by weather.com. They say dangerously cold temperatures and wind chills are going to spread from the plains into the deep South as a major plunge of Arctic air is coming across the country. Most of the country is going to be feeling the chill. I think San Diego is going to have about, I don't know, maybe a 50-degree week. But for the rest of us, it's going to be pretty cold. Florida, no, actually, some parts of Florida. I think Miami might even hit 76 degrees. That'll be nice for, yeah, Miami. But the very cold air has already spread into portions of the northern plains, upper Midwest. Oh, I really feel bad for my Minnesota peeps and my North Dakota peeps and my Montana peeps. It is cold. I think some parts of Montana are at negative 17 degrees. Bitterly cold air is extending
western Canada is going to plunge down the front range of the Rockies and the central and southern plains on Wednesday and Thursday. Lows are going to be in the minus teens, minus 20s, and a few in the minus 30s by the middle of the week from Montana to the Dakotas. Daytime highs may not rise above zero for several days in a row. Sub-zero lows are forecast as far south as the Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma, and Missouri by Friday morning. They say strong winds beginning Wednesday could lead to dangerously low wind chills in the plains. The Arctic front is plunging southward. Wind chills of minus 30 degrees or colder are going to be a good bet from the northern, they say, and central plains into the Midwest. The National Weather Service warned of wind chills dropping to as cold as minus 65 degrees in eastern Wyoming and western Nebraska. Dang. Negative 65 degrees with wind chill. Wind chill forecast, some Omaha, negative 40 degrees. Minneapolis, negative 30 degrees. Bismarck, negative 45 degrees with wind chills. They say the Arctic front is going to nosedive through the southern plains, including all of Texas Thursday, with the rest of the southeast, including all of Florida. There's potential for below-freezing air to penetrate through much of Texas, northern Gulf Coast, northern Florida for multiple days this week. Daytime highs from northern Florida along the Gulf Coast to coastal Texas may stay below 40 degrees. From the Carolinas to Tennessee Valley to the southern plains, daytime highs might not rise above freezing. Lows could drop into the teens or even single digits. So it is going to be very cold. A lot of you will have a white Christmas. But, man, it's, stay indoors, load up on your food, your canned foods, what you need. Make sure you have batteries, hopefully a generator in case something happens. Get plenty of blankets. Figure out plan B if the power goes out or the heating grid goes out. I am praying that nothing goes wrong across the United States or anywhere for that matter. But have a plan. It is going to be very, very cold. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some people try to get out of the cold, wanted to head to Hawaii, had one of the most scariest flights of their life. And a Hawaiian Airlines flight from Phoenix to Honolulu was carrying, was full, and there was some of the worst turbulence ever seen. The jet had to take a nosedive, and there were 11 seriously injured individuals. I think one lost consciousness because they hit their head. The flight from Phoenix to Honolulu on Sunday was carrying many people traveling for the holidays. It hit intense turbulence shortly before landing, sending passengers flying from their seats as the plane nosedived. Now, we're being told the fasten seatbelt sign was on, but a lot of people are up and moving about and stretching their legs. And so video of the aftermath shows passengers scrambling to secure luggage that had fallen from the overhead bins. Children were crying in the background. A flight attendant is heard making an appeal over the intercom. Ladies and gentlemen, do we have any trained medical personnel? Do we have any doctors, nurses, firefighters? I can't tell you how many times I've been on a flight, either to Hawaii or whatever, where, you know, I do the best I can. And, I mean, I'm always volunteering. 36 people on board the plane received medical treatment for bumps, bruises, cuts, and nausea. 20 people had to be taken to hospitals, including 11 in serious condition. And keep in mind, this was a flight going to Hawaii. So if there is a medical emergency, and this is the hardest part I have on a plane, is whether to go forward or to turn back, wherever a closest airport is. Because, you can't just then land at the nearby airport. You're over the Pacific. And so, you know, I think they were close to Hawaii, so landed in Hawaii. They didn't have to turn back because that was the closest airport. But that's always a real tough decision when they say, look, the pilot wants to know, doctor, can we make it or do we need to find a nearby airport? And depending on the severity, we're like, we need an airport now, or no, person's fine, person's stable. There was a person who had a seizure, so I sat with them. I go, look, I'll sit with them for the rest of the flight. If anything happens, I'll let you know, but keep going. So, you know, you have to make that judgment call as a doctor, and it's scary because you also have 277 passengers, let's say, that'll be ticked if you tell them to turn the plane around. And people are nasty. gosh, we have nasty people, you know, as we've seen with COVID and all sorts of things. So thank God nobody died. But I think somebody did lose consciousness. Kaylee Reyes was on the plane with her mom, Tiffany Ann. They had just returned from the bathroom and had not had a chance to refasten the seatbelt, and she was flung into the air. The plane shook, then took a sudden drop. Felt like you were on a roller coaster. The other thing, too, also, is the average person is going to think they're about to crash. When you go into a nosedive, you think you're crashing. Sometimes it's the plane trying to get out of a pocket or de-altitude, descend to, you know, get themselves into better flying, a better atmosphere, but the average person is probably freaking out. So she said that her mom was not buckled in, flew up, hit the ceiling, and then hit the floor. Well, that's 8 feet. There were several other people that hit their head. When we landed, paramedics came. We had to wheel people out. Quite a few had lacerations on their head, blood dripping down. Flight 35 from Phoenix to Honolulu was about a half hour from landing. So thank God they were that close in. But they were at cruising altitude of 36,000 feet when the seatbelt sign illuminated, when it passed through what they thought was a rare pocket of turbulence. You actually see a crack on the ceiling where a guy's head or somebody's head hit. I mean, that's a huge force, concussion. At a press conference, John Snook, the chief operating officer for Hawaiian Airlines, confirmed that the seatbelt sign was on at the time. He said it was the worst case of turbulence that he had ever encountered during his 7 years with the airline. He said sometimes these air pockets occur with no warning. It's rare to have that level of extreme turbulence. It was a very extreme case of mid-air turbulence. There were three flight attendants that got hurt, several children, and a 14-month-old baby. A lot of these babies are lap babies. I think under 2 years old, you don't necessarily have to buy them a seat so they could sit on mommy's lap. You could save the money, and then, of course, you're holding the baby for most of it anyway. But unfortunately, with something like that, you could let go of the baby. So, frightening. Many of them feared for their lives. There were actually two intense drops in altitude. One was so hard that her boyfriend's water bottle smashed into the ceiling and cracked the panel. Oh, so that was a water bottle. I thought that was a person's head. I think so. They aren't sane. So, you know, just be careful out there. Man, the flight had about 300 people, and many people were just going there for the holidays. Thank God it didn't crash. Could have been so much worse, and we'll see what happens. It was an Airbus A330-200, and it landed safely. But, yeah, I tell you, anybody with medical experience, and by the way, if, let's say, you watched a lot of Scrubs or House or ER, please don't say you have medical experience, okay? What's that one commercial? All right, just, you know, offer to help, but, you know, if you have any certifications, just say what your certifications are, all right? But, because they might need you. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 800-800-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, hold on a second. I did not start my alarm. Oh, my gosh. You guys, oh, by the way, I did figure out the Google Chrome. Thank you, guys. I was able to find the little volume thing. You guys are so good to me. Thank you. All right. Hey, listen, if this is a tech show, I'll know tech. But I don't know tech. It's not a tech show. It's a medical show. Well, it's not a medical show. It's a news show. So, no, I don't know all the answers to tech, so cut me some slack, Jack. Okay, you guys are ticked off. You guys are basically pissed off, and many of you are ticked. I am seeing it. We have the most angriest, grumpiest population I have ever seen pre-Christmas in my life. Why? Well, a lot of expectations. Guys got a little spoiled with how you could get your medications, got a little spoiled with telemedicine, and now you are, and rightfully so, in a bad, 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 bad place with your health when you get sick. We have medication shortages. Some of the things you thought you could count on, you can't. The wait times at clinics and ERs are so bad that rather than, you know what, can you, you know, text me when you get closer to my 8-hour wait time, or they're like, you know what, if you leave, you're out. You leave, you're out. We're not going to hold your place. You're not going to get the most customer service from the person behind the front desk at a hospital or clinic because they're busting their butts trying to, you know, get everybody seen. And so you're ticked off. CDC, as I told you guys last week, is dealing with the aftermath, which I predicted 2 years ago, where people were calling into telemedicine saying, I got the flu, give me Tamiflu. And my family is exposed, so everybody needs Tamiflu. And I would ask, I go, so who has the flu? Well, and this was during COVID, well, there's somebody at school that we heard had the flu, so my kid was exposed to the flu. Low-grade fever, cough, sneezing. Like, well, how do we know that's the flu? How do we know? Well, a lot of doctors online or in the clinic who ran out of flu tests said, here's your flu medicine, here's your Tamiflu, Tamiflu for everybody. What is that like with Oprah, was it? You know, everybody gets Tamiflu. So now we have a shortage. And this weekend, I think I saw about 100 patients this weekend over the phone. It was a lot. Maybe about 80, 85. I have to look at the numbers. I don't want to lie, but it was high. So many people thought they had the flu. And when I asked, has anybody been tested? Somebody at my child's school had the flu. Well, okay, at your child's school, there's strep, there's pneumonia, there's COVID, and flu. The CDC wants us to make sure you, if you're hospitalized, you're going to get it. But if you're healthy, before we start shelling out a very now scarce, endangered supply of Tamiflu, we need to know what you swabbed positive for. People don't want to. They also can't find a place to go and get swabbed. And so they're like, but I need the flu medication. And then somebody might have gotten it from somebody over the phone. So like, yeah, so her sister has the flu. And I go, oh, really? She swabbed A or B? Oh, we don't know. It was over the phone. What were her symptoms? Well, she doesn't have a fever, but she's been coughing. And she, okay, flu is usually you get hit by a ton of bricks. You have a high fever. Just because somebody has a cough doesn't mean it's flu. And so we did this to ourselves. We gave away so much medication over the phone that now it's in short supply. And we could have done it in person also, but usually the doctors in person test. I had a patient call in. I saw 2 days prior they got Tamiflu over the phone. And they called in today with COVID. They go, hi, my first test for COVID was negative. So I called in and they gave me Tamiflu because my test was negative. Well, I didn't get better and I tested again and it looks like my COVID's positive. And I look at that Tamiflu prescription that was wasted on them that could have gone to somebody else. So people are upset that their COVID tests aren't accurate. The COVID tests at home oftentimes will be negative first time out. People are pissed. People are now ticked that the CDC says, look, we got to test for flu first. If you're healthy, before we just give it to you, because we're on short supply. And people are really, really ticked that now that they're sick, they don't have a hospital bed with their name on it. They don't have an urgent care room with their name on it. So what do you do? All right, well, all right. And again, I don't want to say I told you so, but, you know, please remember this next year, okay? We're in the fall. If you think you're going to run out of your blood pressure medicine or your birth control, or your asthma medication, as I said months ago, please, for the love of God, make sure you get in and get everything up to date. Because if you're going to try to get a refill of your prescription before you go on your holiday, and your doctor's like, oh, hell no, I haven't seen you in 6 months, and your blood pressure was out of control, you could be in trouble. And now, some telemedicine companies will do that for you. There's a lot of telemedicine companies that are available. Now, don't start yelling about the wait. Many of you guys were ticked because you waited 193 minutes before you got a phone call. You got to keep in mind, people are overwhelmed. So you might have to wait. Don't think you're going to get on the phone and get somebody to call you back right away. I find it so funny when I pick up the phone or I wait for the person to pick up the phone and they go, oh, finally, hello. I'm like, Merry Christmas. I'm the physician. Did you need some help? And, yeah, I keep my cool. But you see, they try to throw that in there. But I always throw in positive. I'm like, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, blah. So hopefully they calm the hell down. But people are pissed. And I get it. I get their tick. So what do you do if you're sick? What if you have a high fever today? What do you do? Well, you could try telemedicine. But if they're all following the CDC guidelines where they can't give you a flu medication without you testing positive for flu, what I do suggest you do is find where you can test. So there's the health department might do some testing. Local pharmacies might do some testing. I know a lot of local pharmacies are doing COVID testing. Flu testing, if they have the test, they might do it. If not, and then, of course, you got your urgent cares and your ERs. If the urgent care, it's so funny. Somebody last week said they weren't going to go to urgent care because there was a two-hour wait. Well, now, this week, I'm hearing there's eight-hour waits. That two-hour wait's not that bad. If, let's say, you have a condition and you're worried and you need to be seen, you don't have to necessarily wait in the waiting room. You could wait in your car. Talk to that urgent care and say, look, okay, I can't be around other sick people. Are you okay with me waiting in the car? I'll check periodically, you know, or can you text? Some of them might have a texting or a system where they're like, you know, you're going to be called next, you know, get in here. But if not, and they say, sorry, once you leave the waiting room, then there's not much you can do. But most of the time, people go in and out, and if they say it's a two-hour wait, you know, you could pretty much spend part of that in your car. You know, I used to go shopping. I used to run to Walmart or do whatever. Then, if it's an emergency, you got to take care of yourself. People were calling in short of breath. And they're like, I don't want to wait at an urgent care. I'm sorry, if you're short of breath, you got to get seen. Wait or no wait. I know it's boring, but bring some games, bring some books, maybe do holiday dinner in the parking lot. But if you have got to get seen, you have got to get seen. Keep in mind, doctors are on vacation. I'm working the whole way through, but the average physician has family. They're, you know, these hospitals are going to try to staff as much as they can, but if the nurses are sick or the doctors are sick, it's going to be in short supply. The flu shot can still protect you. It might not protect you this week, but it could protect you in January. So for those of you that are like, oh, I don't know if it's working, the flu shot has been pretty damn good. The COVID vaccine, so far so good. I got the COVID vaccine, so far so good. So those are other ways to protect yourself, but just try not to get sick. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.